Welcome back into the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things related to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, here with us. And Gino, end of February, last Saturday in February, and we're really starting to get that Derby feel with a great prep race. The $400,000 Grade II Fasig Tipton Fountain of Youth Stakes down at Gulf Street.
You managed to get all that in one sentence.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, Buzzy. I say, when we get to the third review, the real preps begin in earnest. Not Ernest T. Bass, but for all
yes.
of us Mayberry fans. But me and you may be the only ones that can remember Ernest T.
It's Ernest T.
Yeah, I understand. But this is the Fountain of Youth kicks it into real high gear, Buzzy. And what a race. What a day of racing. The card is chock full of stakes that are compelling and interesting and worth maybe wagering into some nice pools. But the Fountain of Youth is really going to be, I think, a telltale sign of what horses are going to be emerging as contenders and maybe deleting a few that may be pretenders.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So what we've got is we have got a field of 12 going a mile and a 16th on the dirt. It is the 74th running of this Grade II event. And, of course, the one everybody's looking at as we get going is a guy you've talked about a lot, Dennis's Moment.
Yeah, and this is a horse that I've been on since he was an early two-year-old. And, Dale Romans, trainer, was on our show, and he kind of predicted this horse would be a superstar. And before he ever made his first start, as we all know, his first start was rather eventful. He won that race at Churchill Downs unofficially because he crossed the finish line without a jockey.
Right.
But he's gone on and done some good things and then had the great misfortune of going to his knees and wallowing around in the dirt of Santa Anita on the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Day. So, this horse has had some bad luck, and he's managed to kind of overcome it and come back. I think it builds intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
I think the horse is tremendously smart. If you talk to Dale, he'll tell you that this horse knows his way around the barn and he knows his way around the racetrack. And he used a word with me this week, Buzzy, that I think is really telling. When he started to describe him, he said, and I'm talking about Dale, and this is a paraphrase, not a direct quote, but
right.
He used the word arrogant. The Dennis's Moment has developed some arrogance, and that's a good thing. You want your athletes to walk with a little bit of stuff in their neck and have a little bit of that grit in their gut. And he said, this horse is starting to believe he's as good as we thought he might be. And I really think, when you go from a two-year-old to a three-year-old, I always like to compare them to teenagers, are maybe sophomores,
right.
Freshmen in high school, and then they show up their junior year, and you go, wow, what happened to that kid over the summer?
Right.
The hair on the leg starts to sprout, and the hair under the arm starts to grow, and they can become men, and I think it's Dennis's Moment.
And Gene, you talked about the racing luck and everything. This is his first start since finishing eighth as that Breeders' Cup Juvenile favorite. Still, he's installed as the favorite at 2-1.
Yeah, going to get Flavian Pratt. I don't know if you want to pronounce it. Flavian is rides another horse for the All Ball family, a horse by the name of Thousand Words, another very highly touted contender on this Triple Crown. I read Ortiz normally rides this moment is over in Saudi Arabia for the Saudi Cup. So, Dale picks out a guy who is very, very talented, very good jockey, good rider, riding another member of the All Ball team for this Derby, road to the Kentucky Derby. But I think Pratt will fit this horse just fine. There's a couple of horses in here that a lot of people are going to say are going to be hard to beat for Dennis's Moment. Kind of, and and they may have an argument because Chancet has already won as a three-year-old, and Shotsky has already run as a three-year-old, and there's others in here that have already crossed that barrier, so to speak. I kind of like a couple of horses to play underneath Dennis's Moment, but, you know, Dennis's Moment is my horse. The day after Dale told me that this horse could be the real deal, I showed up the next day at the barn, and as I walked up to the stall, Roman's kind of looked out of his tack room and said, well, that didn't take long. I knew you were – all I got to throw is bait in front of you, and I can get a fish on my line anytime. But this guy is the real deal, Buzzy. I really think Dennis's Moment could be a superstar in our game, in our sport. I really want to see him do well. I think he needs to get back his confidence back. He needs to learn how to get back to that winner's circle. But I loved it when Dale said he had that arrogance about him, because the good ones always do.
Absolutely. Okay, so that brings us to that question that we ask each and every week, and you've talked about it a little bit, but completely. And again, all of Gene's picks, you can get them right on the PressBoxLTS.com or here on our Facebook page. How do you play it?
Yeah, I'm going to play Dennis's Moment. Obviously, if it gets under even money, you kind of look at the tricks or the gimmicks or the horizontal plays, the pick threes, pick fours, and maybe the exactas and trifectas. But I'm going to play this horse to win in place. And then I'm going to use him in a box with Shotsky, who's coming out of New York. He's getting Johnny Velasquez to ride, and I think that's a key. Johnny Velasquez riding Shotsky for the first time. You know, you put the best on the best, and you hope for the best. But I think he fits this horse great. I think they'll take Shotsky back off the lead a little bit in this race. And I think he could be a real game horse at some nice odds. And then a long shot I'm adding in here is Calumet Farms Gear Jockey, who's third on the turf in both the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf and in the Bourbon Stakes at Keeneland last fall, Buzzy. This is a horse I think that will adapt very nicely to the dirt. Julian Leperoux will get the mount for Rusty Arnold on Gear Jockey, and at a huge number, I think it may be sneak in there for part of the gimmicks. I'm going to go with Dennis's Moment, using with Shotsky and with Gear Jockey, and looking forward to it.
All right, and that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. Remember, Gene's picks, you can find them all. It's PressBoxLTS.com, our weekly racing preview, brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, and when Dennis's Moment breaks Florida and
yes,
comes up to Kentucky, you and I are going to go over to Churchill and cast a wistful eye.
A shekel. Have a great weekend, my friend.
I love you, my friend.
Love you, pal, Mike.